You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
The fifth conference of Clock Villa Campesina came to an end in Quito amid heavy rains that hurried the return of the over 1,000 delegates from different countries of South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. The days before, threatening thunders were heard at 2,800 meters high in the capital city of the middle of the world, but nevertheless it didn't rain. It was as if the Andes themselves were paying attention to this meeting and its outcomes, and only after the political resolutions and the lines of action and solidarity were read, it started raining to water the collectively planted seed. One of the short-term resolutions of these meetings was that a delegation of representatives will meet this week with Bolivian President Evo Morales, as they did with Ecuador's President Rafael Correa, to submit the outcomes of the debates as he had requested. Also, according to Rafael Alegría from Honduras, Fenosin from Ecuador will be in charge of the Clock Secretariat, and in a year and a half's time, there will be another conference in the Southern Cone to formally pass the charter and start a transition process to transfer the Secretariat to that region of the continent in preparation to the sixth conference. Rafael Correa promised to support the presence of the Secretariat in Ecuador. In addition, there are plans to have a seminar among the organizations which participated in the conference and representatives from progressive governments to inform them about the proposals of the peasant movement of La Villa Campesina. Of course, not only to inform them, but also to increase participation in the official policies on issues such as agrarian reform, food sovereignty, and the value of women in the rural areas. Although some sub-regions regretted the fact that it was not possible to draft a charter to strengthen the structure of the movement that is currently facing difficult challenges, in general it was considered convenient to write one within a year and a half. In the meantime, the identity of the Clock will be built through the systematization of the working groups that met in Quito and through national and regional campaigns, said members of Clock to Rio World Radio. Rafael Alegría, on behalf of the Political Commission of the Clock, described a wide range of ideas around this charter. He said, "It's clear that we are a movement and not a federation. Thus, we are a coordination of peasant, indigenous, young people and women organizations, and we continue being autonomous." He also said that there is no question about the anti-capitalist nature and the socialist character of the Clock. With reference to this, Bolivian representative Leonilda Zurita said that the fifth conference should support the law passed in her country against racism, and said that this law does not only refer to communication media, but to the entire people. The closing ceremony was also focused on the reading of a statement in solidarity with the peoples resisting. In each and every session of the commissions, at the youth and women assemblies, there were many accounts of human rights violations in the rural areas. Thus, the element of denunciation and solidarity was extremely relevant for the conference. We live and suffer the destruction and devastation of capitalism. However, the strength of our struggles, the unity we are building, the value of our contributions, visions, and cultures make us be sure that our struggles and actions will help us dismantle capitalism and build a countryside and a world that guarantees the dignity and well-being of everyone, reads the statement in solidarity with the peoples in resistance.